Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics.
It's hope time. It's peace time. It's healing time. It's hope time. It's peace time.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
Louder!
The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that has a great danger lying ahead of it, according to a piece in Foreign Policy, which is chilling in the extreme, about the possibility of America being forced into a war that we could actually lose. Americans aren't used to that kind of projection. What can we do to avoid it? We'll talk about that. We'll also be talking about the world's oldest hatred, as it's called, and how this has infiltrated some of the movements on the left, including Black Lives Matter and others. What is the world's oldest hatred? Well, we'll get to that, and we'll also get to big new movies that are coming out. But first, a very revealing and mysterious call of the week.
The call of the week.
I get so overwhelmed. Like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on the Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is... The winner is from November of 2013. So we're talking about a decade ago. That was the winner for the Call of the Week Classic, Chad in Columbus, Ohio.
It's not. It's a little bit of you, and that's a little bit of the whole network programming situation with the whole conservative movement. From what I've been seeing, it seems like everybody wants to deal with the end tentacles of what's going on in society and where we are as a nation. Sorry, my dog's messing with me. The root cause of why things are happening the way that they are is because of secret societies and different things like that. If you go to YouTube and you watch a video, it's called The Truth May Scare You. There's 18 parts.
Okay, there are 18 parts of The Truth May Scare You. Which secret society are you most worried about, Chad?
The most influential is probably...
Well, we're waiting.
I would say the Bilderbergs. The overall cause of the whole infrastructure, if you go to The Truth May Scare You on YouTube,
okay,
you start at part 1 and go to part 18, you'll see
I won't,
Satan is the root cause of everything. That's why healthcare isn't being solved.
Think about that.
That's why there's a new world order being done. No matter how much people think that it's a secret society and it's crazy talk.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
What do you think is the most conclusive proof that the new world order is on the way?
The most conclusive proof is on the dollar bill that has the new world order.
The unfinished pyramid. The all-seeing eye are telling us something.
It says Novus Ordum Seculi Alarm. It doesn't say a new secular order. It says a new order for the ages.
Do you deny globalization that's happening? One world order?
And yes, I do deny it.
No, see, no. Sorry, my dog's messing with me.
Yeah, the basis for denying fear of globalization is, frankly, it leads right into what we're getting into now, which is that the world isn't coming closer together. Anyone who believes that the United Nations has a greater impact today than it did, oh, say, 50 years ago. We fought the Korean War under the United Nations flag. When you talk about the world coming together and then the various organizations, NATO is hanging on, and I think that's a good thing. It's a positive thing. But the idea of the world coming together would claim that we are all becoming subservient to the same power and to the same power masters and in the Bilderbergs or Skull and Bones or whatever secret society you want to name. But right now, there are real dangers facing the United States, and they are no laughing matter. There's a piece by Wes Mitchell, who is a principal at the Marathon Initiative and a former Assistant Secretary of State for Europe and Eurasia, where he worked in the Trump administration. And he writes, "The United States is now a heartbeat away from a world war that it could lose. There are serious conflicts requiring U.S. attention in two of the world's three most strategically important regions. Should China decide to launch an attack on Taiwan, the situation could quickly escalate into a global war on three fronts, directly or indirectly involving the United States. The hour is late, and while there are options for improving the U.S. position, they all require serious effort and inevitable trade-offs. It's time to move with real urgency to mobilize the United States, its defenses, and its allies for what could become the worst crisis of our time." I think all of that is true. And this is not paranoia. It's a fact. Wes Mitchell goes on, "Describing the United States' predicament in such stark terms may strike many readers as alarmist. The United States has long been the most powerful nation on Earth. It won two world wars, defeated the Soviet Union, and still possesses the world's top military. For the past year and a half, the United States has been imposing gigantic costs on Russia by supporting Ukraine, so much so that it seemed conceivable to this author that the United States might be able to sequence its contest by inflicting a decisive defeat by proxy on Russia before turning its primary attention to strengthening the U.S. military posture in the Indo-Pacific. But that strategy is becoming less viable by the day," says former Assistant Secretary Mitchell. "As Russia mobilizes for a long war in Ukraine and a new front opens up in the Levant, the Middle East, the temptation will grow for a rapidly arming China to make a move on Taiwan. Already, Beijing is testing Washington and East Asia, knowing full well that the United States would struggle to deal with a third geopolitical crisis. If war comes to the United States, we would find some very important factors suddenly working against us." One of those factors is geography. As the last two national defense strategies made clear and the latest Congressional Strategic Posture Commission confirmed, today's military is not designed to fight wars against two major rivals simultaneously. In the event of a Chinese attack on Taiwan, the United States would be hard-pressed to rebuff the attack while keeping up the flow of support to Ukraine and to Israel. This isn't because the United States is in decline. It's because, unlike the United States, which needs to be strong in all three of these places, each of our adversaries, China, Russia, and Iran, only has to be strong in its own home region to achieve its objectives. A global conflict would bring on other perils. Two U.S. rivals, Russia and Iran, are major oil producers. One recent report found that a prolonged closure of the Hormuz Strait amid a broader Middle Eastern conflict could push oil prices beyond $100 per barrel, substantially increasing inflationary pressures. There is more, and a fairly candid look at what we have to do to head off this danger. We will be talking about that and more coming back on the Medved Show.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
Stability.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved.
Look him in the eye and say loudly and clearly, back up, you creep.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
Get away from me.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we were listening before to the Call of the Week classic, where Chad was recommending that everybody should go and watch a video series about secret societies. The truth may scare you. Well, the truth may scare you. By the way, belief in conspiracy theories, the David DePape trial where he has just been found guilty and will probably spend the rest of his life in prison, the David DePape trial should indicate the dangers of believing in cockamamie conspiracy theories. Apparently what came out because David DePape was on the stand and testified is he became involved in what was known as Gendergate, where he thought there was a massive conspiracy for women to take over and ruin the video game industry. And this was related to efforts to bring down Donald Trump. And even though he had been on the far left, he became very enthusiastic for President Trump and became found it necessary to go after Nancy Pelosi because of her opposition to President Trump. Okay, he's crazy, he's nuts. But yes, the truth should scare you when it comes to some of America's position in the world. Talking about an important piece in Foreign Policy and by Wes Mitchell, who's a former Assistant Secretary of State in the Trump administration. And he says, if all of this sounds dreadful, well, that's the point. As the biblical proverb says, fear is the beginning of wisdom. Global war is no longer a theoretical contingency debated by policy wonks, nor is it a fever dream of supposed hawks and militarists. It is a real and foreseeable, if not imminent, possibility. The United States should be straining every nerve to prepare for this scenario in hopes of deterring conflict, but ensuring that Americans are ready for it if it comes. Effective preparation is the path to improved deterrence. Steps to increase readiness for war send a clear signal to adversaries that aggression is riskier to themselves than stability and peace. The immediate priority for the United States, he writes, has to be to ensure that Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan have all the weapons they need to defend themselves. These are the players with the most skin in the game at present. The best hope for avoiding a general conflict is that these frontier states will be so plucky and so prickly that aggression is stopped or deterred before it can spread. The stakes for Israel succeeding in the war against Hamas are enormous. And the stakes for the United States of Ukraine prevailing over Russia are similarly huge. The situation is serious enough, writes Wes Morris, that Washington may need to invoke the Defense Production Act and begin converting some civilian industry to military purposes. Even then, the U.S. government may have to take draconian steps, including the rerouting of materials intended for the consumer economy, expanding production facilities, and revising environmental regulations that complicate the production of war materials in order to get the U.S. industrial base prepared for mobilization. It's obvious that Washington will have to increase defense spending. The Biden administration's flatlining of defense outlays, loading defense bills with domestic pork barrel spending, and insistence on matching every dollar spent on the military with a dollar for climate policy or social spending is the wrong approach. What he's saying is, in fact, it's a dangerous approach. Wes Mitchell continues, to prepare for war without exploding the debt, Washington will have to pare back expenditures on social programs that enjoy broad popular support. No one in the U.S. Congress wants to tell elderly constituents their benefits are being cut. But the alternative is to someday tell constituents why their children or grandchildren are being deployed to dangerous places without adequate weapons when war breaks out. Across the West, it's not just the United States, in other words, governments and citizens will have to reevaluate priorities that put their countries at a disadvantage in the coming struggle. It makes no sense for Americans to be themselves, to tie themselves to hasty and exceedingly expensive climate policies that sap economic growth at a moment when China is building coal-fired power plants at the rate of two per week. Europeans will have to rethink their aversion to nuclear energy. American progressives will have to rethink self-imposed restrictions that limit the United States' ability to ramp up energy production. Nothing on this list is easy, writes Wes Mitchell. But the United States and its allies are entering a time of hard decisions. What's happening in Ukraine, what's happening in Israel, would have seemed unimaginable even a few years ago, and more shoes are likely to drop in the days ahead. Americans and their allies need to start getting their affairs in order. Getting their affairs in order now so that they do not find themselves unprepared for a global conflict if it comes. I wish everyone would read that and take it to heart. Because, again, with all of the difficulties he's talking about, and the real possibility of facing three different theaters of war, one involving the Middle East and the situation with Israel, one involving Iran, which is a different point geographically, and our Navy is there attending to it and facing drone attacks all the time. And one of them, of course, involving Europe, and one of them involving Asia and Taiwan. Now, all of this requires that we pick up the pace of rebuilding our Navy and trying to keep pace, if not move ahead, and we should be able to because we're more powerful economically, of China, which right now has at least a number of ships, the largest navy in the world. It's astonishing. And meanwhile, we have the war at home, such as it is, with a whole hassle of young people who believe that Osama bin Laden should be somebody who's guiding their emotions, their visions, their dreams, and their decisions. So what about that insanity about the Osama bin Laden letter to America? We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Does Osama do it for you?
When they first put his picture in the paper, that beautiful man with those cold black eyes, he just drew you in. You know, he just looked like a beautiful man.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Sometimes you don't
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Residents of Iceland are grappling with the imminent eruption of a volcano. A fissure in the earth has started spraying through the small town of Grindavik, and numerous earthquakes have been documented. All 3,800 residents have been compelled to evacuate. President Biden sat down with the President of Mexico Friday during a bilateral meeting in San Francisco.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together, as we've been doing.
Biden said the two nations are working together to tackle long-standing migration issues and combat the trafficking of fentanyl. The Thanksgiving travel season kicked off Friday, and it's anticipated to be one of the busiest in history. AAA projects that over 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year. That marks a slightly over 2% increase from last year. The forecast ranks as the third highest for the holiday since 2000. John Schaefer, USA News.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Michael Medved show, the world is still reacting to the earthquake in the United States, where literally millions of young people, they have now over 5 million people who have read, watched, and reacted to the letter to America that was written in 2002, a year after 9/11, by Osama bin Laden. And one of America's worst enemies in our lifetimes. He killed nearly 3,000 Americans. And in such an elaborate and insane scheme, what did it achieve? It achieved nothing. It only destroyed. But at least there are clear reactions to put this entire case into context. John Miller is a former New York Police Department deputy commissioner who, of course, law enforcement, particularly the firefighters, first responders, had died by the hundreds on September 11th. So how does he feel, John Miller, former deputy commissioner of the NYPD, about now literally millions of young Americans embracing the Osama bin Laden letter to America? Clip 7.
Are they just playing off what the last person they viewed said, and they're unoriginal, or is it something more than that?
And the other part of this is that the platform itself, it's TikTok. They've long been accused of, you know, being a home to anti-Semitism and allowing that to kind of fester. They've pushed back on that. But when you look at the numbers here, one-third of Americans, 18 through 29, get their news from TikTok. And a lot of the potential, you know, viewers of this or the people who are putting it out, they weren't even born when 9/11 happened.
I think a key to this, you know, on the social media, on the social phenomenon side, a key to this is a complete lack of context by someone who is shown something and then told to join in the conversation and simply repeats what they heard 5 seconds ago. Not very sophisticated. But the other question is, what's the effect this is having? The intelligence community assessment today is, we're seeing this now being repeated on Al-Qaeda channels saying, Sheikh Osama's letter is now being viewed by millions of Americans.
Oh, they're touting this.
Who are finally understanding what this is about and what our brothers in Hamas are going through.
And meanwhile, you have people who are ignoring the fact that one of the worst things in the letter to America from Osama bin Laden is he believes that it's all part, everything, all the evil is a Jewish plot. And he tries to persuade people. People who are saying that that letter changed my life or it opened my eyes are saying, I believe the most conspiratorial, paranoid, and Hitlerian view possible of our Jewish American neighbors. Rashida Tlaib, she was asked 5 times the same question by a fairly insistent reporter who she chose to ignore. And it should have been easy to answer. Come on. This is Representative Rashida Tlaib not answering one of the questions of the day. This is clip 8. Oh, sorry. Well, we will get to that. There is also a comedian who went off on the bin Laden TikTok story. And no, we can't play every word of this because some of the words don't work on the air. But here is actor and comedian Michael Rappaport.
You actually think that Israel, the IDF, just randomly went into a hospital? You actually, what am I asking? You actually, some of you actually think that there's no hostages since October 7th. Some of you actually think that was staged. Some of you actually think the Holocaust didn't exist. It didn't exist. Some of you actually, all of a sudden, are considering Osama bin Laden a freedom fighter. You dumb. But you actually may or may not know, you dingbats, that there are absolutely none, 0.0. There's no bomb shelters in Gaza for the people. Israel obviously has bomb shelters everywhere. People, women, children, families were ripped out of their bomb shelters and kidnapped and killed on October 7th. Hamas has been given billions, with a B, billions of dollars, B, billions of dollars from Qatar and other countries, yet they have not built any bomb shelters, but they have built an intricate tunnel system that only they go into. They hide like little scared cockroaches, like little terrorist scared cockroaches. They hide in their tunnels. The civilians have nowhere to go because they don't give a.
Okay, one of the things that contribution by Michael Rappaport made me think of is recalling going together with one of our Israel tours to the town of Sderot, which was very hard hit on with hundreds of people in that town alone killed. But Sderot is close to Gaza, and whenever they would try to do rocket attacks, that would hit Sderot. They had a playground that we visited, and the playground was designed in such a way that you could go on the top and they had the slide, but the big play structure had a bomb shelter built right into it. Now, something that I'm not sure that that kind of safety precaution on a playground would be something that Rashida Tlaib would sympathize with or understand. Here is her inability to answer the question of the moment.
Congresswoman, do you regret using the phrase "from the river to the sea"? It's used by terrorists to call for the genocide of the Jewish people. Do you regret using it? The White House says that phrase can be anti-Semitic. Are you anti-Semitic, Congresswoman? Are you anti-Semitic, Congresswoman Tlaib? Are you anti-Semitic, Congresswoman Tlaib? Are you anti-Semitic, Congresswoman Tlaib? Are you anti-Semitic, Congresswoman Tlaib?
Okay, a no would not be so difficult. It also might not be so accurate. But, we've come to this point where a United States Congresswoman, and this is after she has been censured by an overwhelming vote of her colleagues in the House, and she can't answer a question from a reporter saying, "Are you anti-Semitic?" And I mean, she could say whatever she wants. She no, of course not. She didn't even bother the old line to retrieve the old line. Oh, some of my best friends are Jews. But it's extraordinary that we've come to a situation like this. And one of the things that again, astonishes me is that with all of the news coverage, and there's a great deal of it, about the suffering in Gaza, which is unfortunate, there are unquestionably innocent people who are suffering. However, it's so rare in media now that you actually hear people talking about the hostages and what they're going through. The IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, found a dead body of a 60, apparently she was 65, not 61 as was originally thought, but named Yehudit Weiss. May her memory be blessed. But she was found in one of the tunnels that they actually located at Al-Shifa Hospital. Coming up, actually some movies that are really worth noting on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought...
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, it is a weekend before Thanksgiving, our great national festival of one of the most useful things you can do for yourself, for the world, is to express thanks where thanks are due. And with all our problems, we still should all be so thankful to live in the United States of America. There's a film that we've talked about before, but it's coming out tonight on Netflix. It's available for streaming, and it's a terrific film, which adds 3 stars, and yes, it is rated PG-13, because they have some fairly intense sexual content. But it's a relatively true and careful story of Bayard Rustin, who was the chief organizer of the March on Washington in 1963. And there's a terrific performance in it, and even in the Wall Street Journal review by John Anderson, he says the same thing I said on the air. Coleman Domingo, who plays Bayard Rustin, who was black and idealistic and gay, and who at the end of his life turned into more of a conservative. That's not in the movie. But the movie gives you some of the intoxicating feeling of the idealism and the meaning of the March on Washington in 1963. Chris Rock plays the head then at that time of the NAACP, Roy Wilkins. It's a very memorable movie. Is it a little bit like deliberately there to teach you something? Yeah. How significant and really wonderful and inspiring the civil rights movement was. There's another film that's not wonderful and inspiring, but it's one of the very, very few films where I would give it 4 stars. It's a movie called Leo. And Leo is a lizard, and he's 74 years old, and he's lived his whole life in a terrarium in a classroom in an elementary school. And the kids, of course, all love Leo, but he's particularly close to a group of of sixth graders who are about to go on to middle school. And Adam Sandler co-wrote the movie. It's directed by his good friend Rob Smigel, who's worked with Sandler before from Saturday Night Live. He's also the inventor of Triumph, the insult comic dog. And the film is very funny, beautifully animated with voices from different characters. Bill Burr plays a turtle who's in the same terrarium with Leo. And the question is Leo, before he finds out that lizards are supposed to only live for 75 years and he's 74, well, he wants to escape and maybe explore the Everglades. But listen.
Oh, mother of Godzilla!
What was that? You just spoke! Mom!
No!
You're talking!
People can't know!
Why are your hands wet?
They're naturally moist. You're talking to them. These kids are all benefiting from my 74 years of wisdom.
Everyone thinks I'm weird.
Kids, they don't even know you.
What is so special about this reptile? He made me feel like I could do anything.
It's gonna end badly.
Okay, the movie is rated PG because some slightly off-color jokes, but still very fine for family viewing. And it's touching in a way that will sneak up on you and surprise you while you're laughing. It's one of the most enjoyable films of the year, 4 stars for Leo. The most hyped film of the weekend is a movie called May-December, which is loosely based, or at least inspired by the case of Mary Kay Letourneau, who, when she was a teacher, fell in love with, in her case, it was a 12-year-old boy. In the movie, the version of Mary Kay Letourneau is played by Julianne Moore, and she has not only fallen in love with a 13-year-old boy when she was 36 and married with kids in another marriage, she ends up marrying the boy, creating a national scandal. She goes to jail briefly, all of this borrowed from Letourneau's story. And then Natalie Portman comes and disrupts her life. She is an actress who is going to play the other main character in the scandal in a TV movie. And adjusting to that alternate version of herself, well, that's what May-December is about. Listen.
Feels like things just settled down, and now y'all are making a movie.
When they sent me the script, I thought, here is a woman with a lot more to her than I remember from the tabloids.
What would make a 36-year-old woman have an affair with a 7th grader?
People, they like see me as a victim. I wanted it.
Why would you want to play someone who you think is a bad person?
It's the moral gray areas that are interesting.
She's getting on my last nerve. She's just everywhere I look.
Okay, this is a movie, it seems, with two wonderful actresses, both of them Oscar winners, wastes the talent because the film is overwrought. It is deeply damaged. They decided not to have music composed for the film. They borrowed music from another film, The Go-Between, which came out in 1971. It's great music by Michel Legrand, but doesn't fit with this film at all. And the difficulty here is that the focus really is on the Natalie Portman character, the actress. And she seems a bit like an airhead. The more interesting character, the Julianne Moore character, who has gotten married to this teenage boy. The entire premise for the film, of course, is squirm-inducing, and it is difficult to either sympathize or believe in these particular characters. And the more interesting character is not the actress who becomes the center of attention, but the original character who has become a national scandal. The movie is rated R for some very graphic sex scenes, and sex scenes, well, I don't want to give anything away, but nothing that is particularly stimulating in any way. It's a dreary and claustrophobic movie. 2 stars for May, December. No reason to put this particular picture on your calendar. Okay, coming up next week, we have the Supreme Court says the headline won't allow Florida to enforce a law banning children from viewing. Well, what? It just says banning children from viewing. We will figure that mystery out. We'll also figure out the mystery of the Target offering a gay nutcracker Christmas ornament. And how does it specify that it is a gay nutcracker? This sparks a backlash, a controversy, just what we need at the beginning or the very edge of the beginning of Christmas season. And Discovery Institute on AI is talking about how AI inbreeding produces not artificial intelligence, but artificial idiocy. And most notably, we're going to be joined in studio by David Brooks of the New York Times, who writes recently that universities are failing at inclusion, despite all the talk about diversity and equity and inclusion. Instead of being places where students learn about other points of view, American universities have become ideological war zones. And what can be done about it? He'll also talk about why Democrats can chill out. Why should they chill out? Because David Brooks argues that despite terrible poll numbers, there is still a path for victory, to victory for Joe Biden. And then there's a question of how to stay sane in brutalizing times. We'll talk about that. David Brooks wants to apply some ancient wisdom to the process. We need all the wisdom we can get. And we certainly need less brutalizing times, more sunshine, a glorious Thanksgiving season coming up, and we will have a great week, let us all hope, next week in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.